The beat goes on for the Villarrica Wildcats on the diamond. They recorded their 16th consecutive win since the season opening loss to the Central Lions. Villarrica yesterday, a five-inning affair. They went on the mercy rule 10-0 as they shut down Lithia Springs. A big day on the hill for Brody Blair. He pitches five innings, no-hit baseball. Yep, a five-inning no-hitter. Struck out 10 and walked one. He got all the support he needed at the plate. Connor Black, one hit, but it was a big blast. A three-run homer to highlight the offensive explosion for Villarrica in the 10-0 win. Cats are 16-1 overall and perfect at 5-0 in region play. Carrollton got an easy win. Non-region action yesterday. They downed Whitewater 15-6. Trojans get three hits each from Lane Bell, Evan Moody, and John Cobb. Moody along with Caleb Binion and Gunnar Folkett each with home runs in that victory for the Trojans. Carrollton's back to play this afternoon. They're at home again today, entertaining Newton. It's a non-region game at Temple for the Tigers playing host to Woodland. Back to region play. Game two of the three-game series between Bowden and Mount Zion. And today, it's the Red Devils hosting the Eagles and Central perfect on the year on the road to try to maintain that perfect record. Jonesboro to take on the Cardinals in a region contest. College basketball. Georgia Bulldogs for the first time in 10 years. Yes, 2015, the last time they were a part of March Madness. Today, opening round of the NCAA tournament in the Big Dance. Midwest region, Wichita and Kansas. Georgia takes on Gonzaga. Dogs at 8 seed. Gonzaga the 9 seed. They'll tip it off at 4:35 this afternoon. Georgia battle-tested, the toughest league in the country, the SEC. The Dogs played eight teams this year, ranked in the top 10 at the time they faced them. That's more than anyone else in the country. Of the Dogs' 32 games they've played to this point, 19 of them against ranked teams at the time they faced off. Georgia, by the way, leads the all-time series with Gonzaga, 3-2. Gonzaga, the favorite going into that contest today with the Dogs. 14 SEC teams in the tournament, 6 of them in action today. The first SEC team to play was Texas. They went out in the first four last night. Xavier comes from 13 down. Musketeers, top the Longhorns 86-80. Mount St. Mary's advances to play Duke in the opening round. Their first four contests, Mount St. Mary's a 83-72 win over American. And congratulations to Central High School basketball standout. Kevin Cochran's headed to play this weekend at the GACA All-Star Game. For the Bain Dental Group and Granite Sports, I'm Mike Paris.